asked to speak a bit about correct practice or proper practice. How do we know that we are practicing properly, correctly? So one simple way is to see if you're practicing properly, the walls come down. The walls of our mind come down. They cannot remain up. They cannot sustain themselves. These perhaps stubborn delusions are seen as what they are, and then they cannot help but collapse. Of course, proper guidance is very helpful here, because we may think that we are practicing properly when actually we're deluding ourselves. Simple example is we may, with the best of intentions, try to chase after some kind of experience, perhaps some kind of enlightenment. But if the practice is proper, if we are humbly and sincerely remaining open, it becomes clear that this running toward some kind of experience is actually running away. We are running away, escaping from what is right here underfoot. Another common hindrance or obstacle, very simply a kind of delusion, is to sit there in zazen comfortably, very self-satisfied, holding on to some fixed view that we have. So this is also a delusion. This is a way of trying to maintain the walls of our delusion. With proper guidance, we can see, again, the guidance of someone who has been through it can be very helpful. But in the end, we have to confirm this for ourselves. There's no other way. To remain humble and sincere in the practice, and to let those walls come down. Then we cannot help but confirm for ourselves. We could speak of the importance of practice being constant and complete. But it all comes down to the same thing. You know what it is to try in the beginning to penetrate, to get into the practice. It seems it's impossible. But if you are practicing correctly, properly, it may take some time, but eventually you see that what had seemed like an insurmountable wall that you could not penetrate is really just something that you were bringing with you. And when this becomes really clear, that wall comes down. It is found to be nothing, to be null and void. Then instead of the practice seeming like something you cannot even begin to get into, you realize you can't get out of it. No matter how much you jump out of your seat or yell and scream and find yourself in difficult situations, it's impossible to get out of the practice if you are practicing properly and correctly. This is another way to be sure. To put it more bluntly, you know you can confirm for yourself that you are practicing properly, correctly. Maybe not perfectly, but you're practicing properly and correctly. It doesn't have to be perfect. But again, you will know if the very need to have some experience, the very need to be somewhere, perhaps somewhere else, that very need is undone. That very wall comes down. To put it even more bluntly, the need for the self to be set free is itself set free. This is awakening. It's not attaining or realizing some kind of a special state, in effect, putting up another wall. No. When all of the walls naturally come down because they cannot sustain themselves, in the end, we are the ones that hold them up. When they really come down, how to say it? The very need to hold it up is found to be null and void. There is no need. What is it that you are trying to protect? And are you really protecting it? Let me put it even more bluntly. What if there was no self that you needed to come back to in the first place? Oh, for the ego self, this can be threatening and scary. I want to be able to know I have a place to come back to. Those walls are kind of comfortable, you know? In my little shell, protecting myself. Well, see it through to the very end for yourself, and you will know. There is no self you need to come back to. And far from being frightening or threatening, this is total freedom, even from itself. You don't need to come back to some kind of a shell, do you? Isn't that precisely what is keeping you locked up inside yourself? Stop deluding yourself and see it through to the end. There is no self, never has been and never will be. There is no self that you need to come back to. Confirm it for yourself. I urge you not to waste this precious opportunity. In a word, this is what proper or correct practice is. And you can confirm it in your own bones. Pardon me for breaking the silence. Thank you for listening so intently.